The Average Network proudly presents the Average Christmas Special 2003, a special holiday edition of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. It is evening in the nation's capital, and we find Count Chaney, the fiendish vampire at the heart of the administration, and his evil assistant Rumsfeld strolling the streets in search of Christmas prey.
Angels, we have heard of thy sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains bring thy echoing their joyous strains.
Whoa!
Off with ye! Get away! Blech! Nasty little beasts.
Master, those carolers, you just chased four little Happy Meals away.
Yak! Did you see how plump they were? I'm sorry, Rumsfeld, but all that sugar and cholesterol. Not healthy. Not healthy at all. Xmas is a very dangerous time for our kind. Sugar and religious symbols everywhere.
On the other hand, the Santas are healthier every year.
That has been a boon. Dr. Adkins helped us immeasurably. Great snakes, Donald. What is that? Coming out of the mist.
Either a 48 Packard or a ghost, Master. We hardly ever see any good ghosts anymore.
They think Dr. Henry's head frightens them. Look, it's coming this way. It wants to be friendly.
How nice.
Hello? Count Richard Chaney, Twisted Vampire?
Yes? Who are you?
Count Chaney, Secretary Rumsfeld. I am the ghost of David Brinkley.
Separating sores. So you are. How are you, David? We don't see you about much anymore.
I'm dead, Dick.
So am I, David. In a way.
I was sent back to let you know that being dead is no bed of roses. It's a pretty tough life.
In a manner of speaking.
In a manner of speaking, yes. All my life, I was only concerned about money, power, prestige. But there's more to existence than that.
Oh, dear.
Here now. What's going on here, buckos? What are you supernatural creatures doing on my beat? Oh, Count Chaney, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Dead Power Pundit.
It's all right, Officer Murphy.
Your pardon, your worships. Forget Murphy was here, faith and begorra. Ah, one thing, source.
Yes, Officer Murphy.
Could you be laving a body in somebody else's bodywork for a change?
We shall try to oblige you, officer. Good night.
Good night to your squires. And fine undead gents they be. Sure, when Irish eyes are smiling, you know someone's black and blue. And the lilt of Irish laughter means the next one's probably you.
Well, David, would you care to continue all your Dickensian pastiche?
You've got it all figured out, don't you?
The chains and the microphones were a giveaway.
I told them in wardrobe that it was too theatrical for you.
Yes, but the glow effect is stunning.
I know it is. The point is, Dick, union regulations say we only work nights.
Yes?
While you're asleep.
Ah, of course, and I sleep days, so your wisdom remains unimparted.
Precisely. And it's Christmas.
Ah, please, David, don't say that.
Sorry.
Well, I'm afraid you're up a bit of a creek, Mr. Brinkley. I must sleep days. It's quite a big part of the legend, you know.
Maybe you could try a nap.
Frightfully sorry. Out hunting, blood's up, all that. Wouldn't think of it.
Maybe we could get you some pills.
Perhaps he could try out the president.
Hmm. He is always asking to learn things.
And it never sticks.
True. So if it upset him too much, he'd simply forget.
He's not supposed to forget. It's supposed to change his life for the better.
Mighty tall order, even for a power pundit.
Andy Card, Carl Rove.
It's been tried, no luck. Card talked one of our ghosts into suicide. You can imagine how that went over. Oh well, guess I'll float over to Pennsylvania Avenue.
He's in Crawford. Oh, don't look so hurt.
Well, it isn't as though I get frequent flyer miles.
Huh. Hey, what's that?
I am the ghost of your hope, David Brinkley.
Uh-huh. Andy, get out of here. Me and what's-her-name's trying to sleep.
Laura.
Yeah, Laura. Oof. Hey, I just threw my slipper plumb through you. I'm sure sorry.
It didn't hurt. I'm a ghost. Chains? Fog?
Huh. Ain't you David Brinkley?
I said that.
Ain't you dead?
That doesn't seem to bother you.
My vice president's a vampire. His partner's ahead lives in a hatbox. Am I supposed to be scared of you?
Maybe I should have come as the Loch Ness Monster.
Wow, could you? That'd be neat.
Mr. President, you're supposed to pay attention when a ghost talks to you.
Well, I am? How come?
So I can bring you wisdom.
Huh, good luck.
We'll need it.
You ought to get out of here. If Laura sees you, she'll freak out.
She won't wake up. She isn't in this dream. Now, here's your itinerary. You're going to be visited by three spirits, but we're a little rushed for time. We were supposed to save the Veep. You were our second choice.
Well, that's okay. Even my mom says that.
Well, we can't wait for you to go back to sleep.
Dang, what's that thing?
According to the video, it's a random pulse time simulation squeezotronic amp filter and sequence generator.
Huh, what's it do?
It does this.
Wow, what a rush. Man, that's like the old days. Hey, where's Brinky, baby? Who are you?
I was a ghost of Christmas past, Cracker.
Ghost of Christmas past? Huh. Hey, you look real familiar. You ever play football?
Dang right I did. I'm D'Roy Lincoln Streamline Jones. I was a fullback for the old L.A. Rams till I got me killed in a car accident with some dumbass Texas cracker out driving drunk.
Whoa, so you ain't so crazy about Texans, huh?
I don't care where a cracker from. I just don't like dumbass honkies. And what I hear, you a real dimbulb.
Well, I was a fan of yours.
Don't mess with me, Tex. I got a foot in behavioral psych and a master's in clinical psychology. If I'd lived long enough to get my own shingle, I'd have had you on a couch and I'd have certified you long ago. Besides, you too uptight for a Rams fan. L.A.'s laid back. And quit that smirking.
Well, I don't care what you do. You're dead. I'm alive. I got you beat, man.
Yup. Dumbass crackers. Ever occur to you, Mr. President, you're going to be dead a hell of a lot longer than you alive. And when you kick the bucket, I'm going to be on you like stink on bad pork. Now, come on. Lesson one.
Do I got to pat your butt or something?
You touch my butt and I pull your arm off and feed it to you. Here, just lay a hand on this release form and you should be upheld in more than this.
Whoa, hey, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Where we at?
Dang, I ain't sure. Wait a minute.
Where are George and Streamline? Stay tuned for part two of the Average Christmas Special. All Average Network productions are written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All Average impersonations are performed by specially cleared security impersonators who were destroyed upon completion of their mission. This is Pablo T-Flies reminding you that part two of the Average Christmas Special will be along following many of the same interruptions. Please stand by.